Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you handle all the criticism? I hear people that criticizing you, questioning you. How do you handle all that right now?
I just do what I know how to do. Just play football.
Because I felt like you were almost getting interrogated, man, at the combine. I mean, they're asking you some tough questions.
Yes, sir.
What'd I say I would do to you if I was playing against you?
You blitz the crap out of me.
Why would I, though?
Because I'm not fast.
That voice is pretty deep, man. Now, you got a hard count?
Yes, sir.
Now, Brad Johnson, my boy, he had a great hard count. Let me hear what you got. See if you can make me jump.
Down! 2288! 2287! Head on!
Pretty good.
Shout out to all the loopholes. Shout out to Ryan Mallett. If you're listening, 713-572-4610, we'd love to have you in. A lot of loopholes on the DWIattorney.com text line saying that they've crossed paths with Ryan Mallett when he was in Houston. A lot of interesting stories. Can't necessarily read those on the air just because I don't want to. It's a lot of times people exaggerate, and I don't want to slander the good, wholesome name of Ryan Mallett right here on In the Loop with Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. Stanford Routt's going to join us at 12:40, one of the best weekly hits that we have out, on Sports Radio 610. We have a lot of them. Stanford is right amongst the top.
Oh, he's great with the hot route. He's going to, you know, he's faced Andy Reid's offenses. So yesterday, one of the kind of the impressive statistics we stumbled upon was that of 342 games, Bill Belichick has only allowed 40 points.
Seven times.
Three of them to Andy Reid. So what is it exactly that Andy Reid does? We're going to talk with the hot route about that.
We're going to talk with him about that. We're also going to have the think tank at 12:40. Not a bad job yesterday, loopholes, but we can do a lot better. I think we can do a lot better than we did yesterday. Nowhere to go but up. A lot of people giving you a hard time, too, by the way, for your fat shaming.
Oh, I need to go back on. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
During the last break, yeah. I was trying to find a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a lot of people disappointed with your fat shaming. How can you not find a cup of coffee, J-Lo?
Well, I screwed up. It was user error. The machine ate my little packet. We got one of those machines twice. Okay. So, but by then, I was worried I was going to miss the start of the segment. So.
Okay. Your boy, R.C. Slocum, by the way, a little bit
that?
Of news. He's on the college football playoff committee. So congrats to R.C. Slocum on that. I know you're excited about that, J-Lo, one of your favorite coaches of all time.
He's a great dude. I mean, forget the coaching. He's just one of the all-time great people.
I don't give a damn about him being a great person on the playoff committee. Condoleezza Rice was a great person.
Well,
a
great person makes good decisions.
Not necessarily when it comes to sports. I didn't need Condoleezza Rice on my playoff committee. What? She's a legend. No, she's a legend, but I don't need her on my playoff committee. I don't care if he's a great dude. Does he know the game? That's all that
RC
I really care
does.
About.
That's for darn sure.
It's one of the cliches that we use a lot when big games are coming up or any games in sports. Who has the most to lose and who has the most to gain? This Sunday, Championship Sunday in the NFL, Patriots at Chiefs and Rams at Saints. Lopez, I know you have a take on who has the most to lose.
I got
and who
a couple people
in
mind. And the obvious one, let's get the obvious one out of the way, all right? The person who has the most to lose is Andy Reid. I mean, that's just a given, you know, period, all right? Because we know his history, even though he won a playoff game, you know, last week and did it convincingly, and this looks like a different team. If he loses to the Patriots again and the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, people are going to be calling for him to be fired. Dumb people, but they will be doing that. Andy Reid absolutely has the most to lose, but I don't think he's the only one. I really don't. Do you have any that come to mind, most to win, most to lose?
The one most to lose, to piggyback on your Andy Reid, I think it's Tom Brady and Drew Brees. And the reason I say that is because regardless of how much it seems like these guys have gone toe-to-toe with Father Time, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And when your quarterback's in your 40s, and I think Drew Brees just turned 40 today, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's this week, yesterday. I think mm-hmm. Drew Brees is 40 years old. Tom Brady's already 40 as well. You don't know how many more of these opportunities you're going to have.
Right.
So this is their last opportunity. I think Pat Mahomes will be back. I think Jared Goff will have other opportunities. But I think that Drew Brees and Tom Brady, because you can't take these trips for granted, I think they have the most to lose.
That's so funny you say that, because I think the one person who has the absolute most to gain here is Drew Brees. He's won a Super Bowl. But when you win two Super Bowls and you got his numbers, I think he's going to kind of reach that level of, like, right now when people say name the three or four best quarterbacks
of this era
in the history of the game, obviously Montana, obviously Belichick, and then people say Elway.
Brady,
and then people say Elway, and people kind of tend to throw Marino in there, Unitas. Number four is kind of like, you know, whatever.
Peyton Manning.
People, it's a little bit, there's an argument there. I think Drew Brees becomes number four if he wins another Super Bowl.
I think that, you know, when we talk about the quarterbacks of this era, mm-hmm. like I'm just talking about this era. I'm just talking about like the last 15, 20 years. Brady's obviously up there. You put Manning right behind him. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Brees, the Rodgers, all that. I'm not putting Favre in this era. I think if Drew Brees...
Favre is in that four or five. Yeah.
He just seems like he's kind of more in the Aikman, Steve Young era. But although he did hang around a little bit. But I think that if Drew Brees wins this Super Bowl, then I have to put him ahead of Peyton Manning. And I know Peyton Manning won a lot of MVPs.
That's my point.
But yeah. if Drew Brees wins the Super Bowl, it's going to be in large part because of Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl with the Broncos, that was in spite of him. Brock Osweiler, some people wanted Brock Osweiler to start over Peyton Manning. I think if Drew Brees wins this one,
right.
as far as most to gain, although I think he has the most to lose, I also think I can agree with you in that he has mm-hmm. the most to gain, because I would put him ahead of Peyton Manning if he wins this
one. Yeah, and I think he's right there with Elway and Marino and Brady, you know, because of the yardage records that he has now that he's broken this year. Now, as far as most to lose, to me, was a little bit hard to come up with another one other than Andy Reid. I think there's some possibilities there. I think Gronk. I think Gronk has a lot to lose here. And it's weird because obviously he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tight end of all time. But this is, you know, kind of along your lines. This is it for him. I'm convinced if there was a prop bet.
Did you see him move on that Dolphins touchdown?
Yes. I'm convinced if there was a prop bet in Vegas, will he retire after this, you know, this season? I would put a lot on yes. I think he's done, D-U-N, done. And if he kind of like stumbles around based on what you're talking about, if he becomes Willie Mays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stumbling with around the Mets. Out there. Yeah, exactly. I think Gronk has something to lose here.
I think, and I'm going to go to the most to gain. I think Sean McVay. If Sean McVay wins a Super Bowl before he turns freaking 33 years old, I mean,
what, did he just turn 33?
He might have just turned. It doesn't really matter. He's 33 freaking years old. Yeah. I mean, and Sean McVay, if he wins a Super Bowl or gets to a Super Bowl there, I don't even know how old Bill Belichick was when he won his first Super Bowl, but I'm assuming he was close to 50 years old or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like that is next level. Regardless of what happens, Sean McVay is going to be respected. But if you're 33 years old and you lead a team to the Super Bowl,
right.
that's phenomenal right there.
And then I have two other Rams that I feel have a lot to gain in this round, in this season remaining. No one more than Aaron Donald. You know, you see Von Miller now and you think Super Bowl MVP, one of the greatest pass rushers ever. But he's really only like in his sixth or seventh year.
Yeah.
You can't put him in that conversation. But because he just dominated the Super Bowl and won the MVP, people look at him with such, you know, a high amount of respect, and he's a superstar. I think Aaron Donald could be that guy. Same thing with Todd Gurley. I mean, if he's healthy and he rushed for a 180 in the Super Bowl or something, or in this game and the Super Bowl, people are going to put him with all-time greats.
That was really smart what the Rams did, giving him his contract early and avoiding a Le'Veon Bell situation. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the Texas bromance that's going to be on display on Sunday. Two guys that we think very highly of for different reasons. But before we do that, Pavetex Rob wants to call in. What's up, Pavetex? Surprised you're showing your face on these parts, man.
What's up, sucker? You totally set me up. You were like one of those agents that puts the talent out there before he's ready. But hey, man, I really like this question right here. I'm going to throw a curveball. The person with the most to lose, and John hit on it. This was a really good question, whoever came up with it. But whoever has the most to lose is your boy Patrick Mahomes. Because if he doesn't win that Super Bowl this year, you say he can make it back, but John just touched on the fact that he's not going to have the same coach because they're going to try to fire Reed. So he has the most to lose out of this, because if he don't get it while he's young, then everybody has tape on him. He's not doing those no-look passes next year without those interceptions.
I mean, there's something there. Dan Marino made the Super Bowl. Dan Marino made the Super Bowl in his second year, lost.
Never went back.
And never made it again. And what year is this for Pat Mahomes?
It took Elway a while, too. Elway went early, and he never got back, too. And I mean, Deshaun, I don't want to say he regressed in year two, but it did seem like teams figured something out. Or at least that's what we were led to believe.
You don't want to be the next Dan Marino.
You don't.
I think he's one of the three greatest quarterbacks in history.
Nobody's gold.
I put him ahead of Elway, even though Elway won the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he was spectacular.
Crazy, dude.
Look at his numbers. Look at it. Look. I mean, but see, that's the argument. You don't want to be Marino, where people have to fight for how great you were.
It's a negative. It's weird. For how great he was, it is a negative.
By the way, he was also 23 years old when he made the Super Bowl.
There you go. Pavetex has some good sports takes, by the way, in between all the other stuff that we actually enjoy, but some loopholes get a little bit upset about. The Texas bromance that I'm looking forward to, and the guys I'll be rooting for, Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator for the Rams.
Absolutely.
And Aqib Talib, straight out of Richardson, Texas, by way of Cleveland, Ohio. They've already won a Super Bowl together. They won one in Denver on that team led by Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler for a little bit of the season. This is a little bit of those guys interacting before that Super Bowl. Just to pull back the curtain, Wade Phillips is wearing Aqib Talib's chain around his neck, and he asks if he is dripping. This is the unique bromance between two Texans from two different parts of town, Wade Phillips and Aqib Talib.
Hey, am I dripping or tripping or what?
Let me get you dripping real quick.
Let me get you dripping real quick.
Now we're dripping,
Coach. So I've been hearing that you calling me and Chris the best corners that you coached.
Ever.
Tell us about that, Coach.
Oh, hey. More and more, right? Best I've ever been.
Signing off Broncos TV.
All right.
Dripping, baby.
That is the oddest odd couple in sports.
Aqib Talib is one of my favorite people.
He might have killed a man.
Remember, he did shoot himself in the leg, and then there was one time where he was getting into it with his sister's baby daddy, and he pulled out a pistol allegedly, and his mom grabbed the gun from him and started shooting at the boy. We'll just go back. We'll go back in time to when Aqib Talib was on the Dan Le Batard Show. And this was before he moved to the state of Texas. He moved to Richardson by way of Cleveland, Ohio. But he had a grandma named Big Ma. And just to give you a look at what Aqib Talib's childhood was like and why he is known to snatch chains from Michael Crabtree on the field of play, this is a background story on Aqib Talib and an altercation he had growing up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio, man. I don't remember how old me and my brother was. So we got to go to school in the morning. You know, my mother come home from work, and it's like a duplex kind of home. Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know. Real small home. So my Uncle Larry, he like got his music cranked up so loud, man. So my mom come home, she like, the kids got to sleep. They got to go to school. So she arguing with Uncle Larry through the door. So she telling Uncle Larry, don't touch my doorknob. He touched the doorknob. Uh-oh. My mama let him have it through the door. Bam. Touch him in his leg. So he called the police. In 5 minutes, Big Ma was over there. Big Ma told him, I wish you would tell him she shot you. Hey, he just said, all I know is somebody shot me through the door, man. It's safe.
He suddenly didn't know who shot him through the door.
he don't know who shot him through the door, but it came right out my mama house. That's what he saw. Because Big Mom was right there.
Oh no! So your uncle, all of a sudden developed amnesia.
He got amnesia when Big Mom pulled up.
And he's boys with Wade Phillips.
Match made in heaven, J-Lo.
70-whatever-year-old Wade Phillips, he's dripping.
Can we just say go Rams right now? Can I represent
you know I'm pulling for the Rams. Right, I can't pull against that dude.
That's the official team of In the Loop on Sunday. They're a 3.5-point underdog, but we'll be pulling for them. Hopefully, Wade Phillips and Aqib Talib can party after the game and we can get some more audio from them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.